When we think about it, nature can be described with basically every adjective in the book. Nature can be horrific, beautiful, endearing, serene. And, as Jane Andrews offers, it can also be delicious. This is A Walk in the Park.
I think I may have scarred my daughters when they were children when it was time to make our annual supply of pesto. We didn't have just a few basil plants. We had a hedge. The plants overwhelmed the girls as they contemplated the never-ending task of harvesting the leaves. Although they swore that they would never make pesto again, I was encouraged to see basil growing in their own backyards. Recently, I have refined some of the techniques. I no longer harvest all at once, but instead just clip to the second knuckle joint and allow the plants to grow again. I had 4 harvests from the same plants last year, enough to eat pesto all year, supply my daughters, and have very happy neighbors. Also, the task was no longer daunting, but laid back and enjoyable. There is nothing like sitting in front of fresh-cut basil leaves. I feel a very grateful full-circle oneness with nature at that moment. Then to add garlic from last year's harvest, pinolas or pine nuts, salt, and authentic extra virgin olive oil. And my house smells like a fine Italian restaurant. I blend all the ingredients, excluding the usual pecorino romano cheese. I wait to add that freshly grated when serving. After blending, I pour the batch into a bag, cut the corner, and neatly squeeze into ice cube trays and freeze. Once frozen, I pop the pesto cubes into freezer bags and then grab 1 per serving of pasta all year long. I tend to understand more about myself the more hands-on I am with nature. Each plant in the garden has a unique smell, feel, and stubbornness to being trained on a trellis. But in just a day, like a satellite dish, all the leaves will self-correct their angle toward the sun. I believe we were meant to be up close with nature. Getting in there and seeing the detail of a plant somehow gives us greater perspective of ourselves, both fragility and the resilience. Being in awe and wonder of nature produces a natural form of respect. And as our eyes are nourished with the beauty of a garden, our bodies are nourished with the fruits. And our kitchen smelling like pesto is not a bad thing.
Tune in again next week at this time for another look at nature from A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews. Brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.